ABC News is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 weeks from Election Day, presidential campaigns fanning out to battleground states across the country. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance in Arizona.
We're going to turn Arizona red, we're going to turn America red, and we're going to make Donald Trump the next president of the United States.
While the Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz said in Wisconsin,
our team is running like everything is on the line, because everything is on the line.
No events today for Vice President Harris. She is sitting for a pair of television interviews while former President Trump holds a campaign rally in North Carolina. Officials in Buncombe County, North Carolina, say they overcounted the number of deaths from Hurricane Helene by as many as 30 people. They had previously reported 72. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel, where he's met with top officials as the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire after Israel killed the top Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar. This is ABC News. Two Phoenix, Arizona police officers involved in the violent arrest of a deaf man with cerebral palsy are now on paid administrative leave.
Police officers Ben Harris and Kyle Sue were now off the street 63 days after they were seen on body cameras punching and tasering Tyrone McAlpin with little warning after jumping out of a vehicle. Police tried to stop him in a convenience store parking lot right before the violent arrest.
Hand behind your back!
McAlpin is deaf. His attorney says he could not hear their commands. The original report was for a white man creating that disturbance. McAlpin is black. Prosecutors have decided to drop charges against McAlpin. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The lights are coming back on in Cuba. The Havana Electric Company says power has been restored to 89% of customers in the capital after multi-day blackouts sparked protests. Hurricane Oscar made landfall Sunday evening and prolonged the blackout. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Bosque Valley, or American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Increasing clouds and winds tonight with a low of 44, winds northwest 10 with gusts up to 20. Blustery and cold tonight, tomorrow. It'll be a high of 57 with the winds northwest 10, gusts up to 20. And tomorrow night, cold with clear skies, low 29. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 6 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny, and our current temperature is 67 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Baskerville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A young man lost his life when he hit a deer. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was notified of a one-vehicle rollover crash on State Highway 130 north of County Highway T early Monday morning around 5:50. It was reported that there were two parties injured in the crash, one of which was ejected from the vehicle. During the investigation, it was found that Carter Hies, 20, of Lone Rock, was traveling northbound on State Highway 130 when he struck a deer. This caused Hies to lose control of the vehicle and enter the east ditch and overturn multiple times. Tayton Rosenbaum, 19, of Sauk City, was ejected from the vehicle, and Hies was trapped in the vehicle. Carter Hies was pronounced dead at the scene by the Richland County Coroner's Office. Tayton Rosenbaum was transported to the Richland Hospital, then transferred to UW Hospital for what is believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. Speed is believed to have been a factor in the crash. The Richland County Sheriff's Department was assisted by the Lone Rock Fire Department, Lone Rock EMS, Richland Center EMS, UW MedFlight, and Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Police are looking for a man who shot and wounded another man at a Dane County campground over the weekend. Police in DeForest say 33-year-old Micah Riggins pulled a gun during an argument at Madison Campground Sunday night and shot the victim multiple times. He then fled the scene and is still at large. Police consider him armed and dangerous, and there are other warrants out for his arrest. The victim is expected to survive the attack. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her case to conservatives in a Wisconsin city once known as a Republican stronghold. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Brookfield's role in our battleground state could be a big deal. Of all the Waukesha County communities, it's one seeing a farther shift left, and it's likely one of the reasons Vice President Kamala Harris picked the place to campaign. Topics included abortion, Social Security, and national security. With the Vice President in Brookfield, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Kamala Harris is making her pitch with the help of Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
For us to get back to a time where we are actually having policy debates and discussions and disagreements, we have to protect what undergirds all of this. And what undergirds all of it is the Constitution.
Cheney joined the Democratic vice president at the campaign event last night.
The notion that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down. It's just wrongheaded.
Both say Donald Trump's promise to terminate the Constitution makes him unfit to be president. Several key deadlines are rapidly approaching for eligible registered Wisconsin voters seeking to cast an absentee ballot before the November 5th general election. Starting today, 2 weeks before Election Day, municipal clerks can begin to issue in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or another designated location. The in-person absentee voting process involves a voter both requesting and completing a ballot on the same trip to the clerk's office or designated location. When a voter requests the in-person absentee ballot, they will complete it immediately in the clerk's office, seal it in the proper envelope, and return it to a member of the clerk's staff. No IPAV ballots may be taken out of the clerk's office. In-person absentee ballots are securely stored by the municipal clerk until Election Day, when they are then processed and tabulated. Voters need to be registered and show an acceptable photo ID when voting in-person absentee ballot. Municipalities may offer in-person absentee voting through Sunday, November 3rd. Importantly, the times and locations of in-person absentee voting will differ from municipality to municipality, so voters will need to check with their municipal clerk as to IPAV opportunities available to them. Some smaller jurisdictions choose to offer IPAV by appointment only. Voters may view IPAV availability by entering their voting address on the My Vote Wisconsin website at myvote.wi.gov/en-us/vote-absentee-in-person. Meanwhile, Thursday, October 31st is the last day for most voters to request an absentee ballot by mail, online, email, or fax for the November 5th general election. In practical terms, though, that results in an unrealistic time frame for the voter to complete the ballot and return it to their clerk by Election Day. Voters who still want to request an absentee ballot by mail should act immediately, said Wisconsin Elections Commission Megan Wolf, the state's chief election official. Registered voters can make their request online at myvote.wi.gov. Medicare open enrollment is going on now. Ingrid Kundinger, the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol Program Director, says this is the time to make any changes to your Medicare coverage for the next year.
If your medical situation has changed significantly, if you have new medications that you're taking that you want to make sure are covered in a new plan, if you want or need to switch providers, all of those things are important to take a look at right now.
Your Medicare coverage and plan should be tailored specifically for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
So even partners or couples, it's not like, oh, I'm going to take the same one as my partner. It's really what's best for you.
Kundinger says if you have questions or concerns, reach out to your local Aging and Disability Resource Center.
So it's really important to get that unbiased support so that you're not feeling pressured or the person on the other end of the line isn't pressuring you into a plan that's maybe better for their commission than for your actual Medicare.
You can also visit Medicare.gov for information. Open enrollment ends December 7th. The Institute for Sustainable Infrastructure has awarded 9 of Alliant Energy's solar projects with its highest award level, Envision Platinum, for the sustainable development, construction, and operation of the facilities. The 9 projects total 664 megawatts and represent the successful execution of Alliant Energy's Clean Energy Blueprint, a roadmap to diversify its energy resources. All 9 projects were placed into service by the end of 2023 as the energy company delivers on its purpose to serve customers and build stronger communities in a safe, cost-effective, and reliable manner. Projects need to receive at least 50% of the total applicable points across the credits to receive a Platinum Verification Award. Among the projects receiving the awards were Bear Creek, a 50-megawatt project in Richland County. At least 97.4% of all construction and demolition material was either sent to recycling facilities or diverted for beneficial reuse. And the Cassville 50-megawatt project in Grant County. Key stakeholders at the municipal and county levels expressed approval of the project and its execution based on Alliant Energy's proactive communication approach and its economic, environmental, and public health benefits for the community. The Envision framework was designed by ISI to promote more sustainable, resilient, and equitable infrastructure projects. It is comprised of 64 sustainability and resiliency indicators, which are organized within 5 categories: quality of life, leadership, resource allocation, natural world, and climate and resilience. Get ready for a spine-chilling adventure at the AD German Warehouse. This in-person event promises to be a bone-chilling night you won't soon forget. Ashley Mott is an organizer of the event.
This one is going to be unique because it's going to be inside. It's going to be the first and second floor of the AD German Warehouse, which is awesome. It's 4,000 square feet on each floor, so it's approximately about 8,000 square feet you're working with for a haunted house or haunted warehouse. That's what we're doing. So it's a lot to pack in, but we're hoping that we can give the community a really, really cool attraction and have it be a little bit longer, which is really neat too. We have a kind of like certain areas where you kind of have to like go through it kind of like a maze. And then we have other areas where you stroll past, you don't really know where you're going. So it's pretty cool. And we've had a group of people that have come in and helped us throughout the last couple of months kind of come up with new ideas and things like this. I've been working on this for a year about. So it's just kind of like been a labor of love. And it's just one of the really, really cool events that I work with throughout the year. So it's one of my favorites.
Gather your bravest friends and prepare to face your fears at the Haunted Warehouse Friday and Saturday. A small scare with the lights on will be held from 5:30 to 6:30. The small scare is geared toward allowing the younger audience and their guardians to experience the Haunted Warehouse. Tickets are priced at $10 per child and $15 per guardian. No Mercy is the adult version of the Haunted Warehouse with all the lights turned off. It will be held from 7 to 9:30. Tickets are priced at $15 per person. Tickets will be available the day of the event in the 1912 building. Tickets are first come, first serve. Payments may be made by cash or card. Credit card fees apply. All proceeds will go to the restoration and preservation of the AD German Warehouse designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
This fundraiser is our biggest through the entire year. Last year, we raised $6,000 profit. So in just 2 nights, which is amazing. So like I said, this is our hugest fundraiser. And so we like to be able to give back to our community and give them an attraction. But it's huge for us in terms of what we raise annually.
Groups of 8 people will enter the building promptly every 5 minutes. Your group number will be announced and your group will immediately head over to the warehouse. Only participants will be able to enter with their group number. Smaller groups will be added together to make a group of 8. If your group is larger than 8, be expected to be separated into 2 groups. Absolutely no cell phones or other devices will be allowed to be taken into the attraction. For safety reasons, it is important that everyone understands the rules before entering the attraction. Go to the Eventbrite webpage to view the rules. If you have any spare time, Ashley Mott says volunteers are still needed.
I need about 15 more volunteers. If I could have my dream, yeah. I need about 15 more to like fully staff everything that I'd like in there, yeah. They can reach out to me, and then I'll go over all that information with them and then get them set up so they're good to go. So we do have a mock run-through. That's the 24th, which is the Thursday before the event. And then that way they'll be able to know exactly where they're at, and then it'll be another reiteration of the instructions that I gave them too. So if they haven't signed up, they are more than welcome to reach out to us, and we would be happy to have them.
The Haunted Warehouse event will be held Friday and Saturday from 5:30 to 9:30.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dale J. Olson, 50 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Advent Christian Church, Laval. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dale J. Olson, 50 of Reedsburg.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a comfortable and beautiful day we had today. Highs reached 70 degrees, and we were sitting pretty under a mix of sun and clouds. While this evening we stay clear, overnight tonight we won't. Those clouds will thicken as a cold front moves through, and those winds will be whipping. Right now they're out of the south, and they're going to make a drastic sharp change to out of the northwest. This is the cold front sweeps through. Gusts will reach up to 20 miles per hour, providing a blustery and colder day tomorrow, with highs only climbing to the mid-50s. Not to mention, you might be slapping a wind chill on top of it. Especially as we cruise into tomorrow night. It's going to be cold, with clear skies and calm winds. That leads to frosty conditions, especially with temperatures falling to the upper 20s, back below freezing. So when we're waking up Thursday, it'll be frosty and sunny. with more and more clouds building in as the day wears on. This as another system hits. High temperatures will reach the mid-60s with a south breeze. Rain starts to roll in by late evening. It'll continue through the overnight, and some scattered showers may linger early Friday morning. The clouds and the rain will keep our temperatures mild and above freezing. And of course, with clouds to start, they'll eventually dissipate, providing us a beautiful end to the work week with highs in the low 60s. And for the weekend, sunny and seasonal, with high temperatures hovering right around 60 degrees. It'll be a pleasant fall weekend with plenty of sunshine. And for Monday, we get a boost in those high temperatures, just a touch to the mid-60s. Now, in terms of the high fire danger and the drought conditions, obviously, nothing's really changed, especially with the wind still whipping tonight, tomorrow, and again for next week. Good news is, though, that system that moves through on Thursday night and into Friday could potentially put down a half an inch to nearly an inch of rainfall. This would be extremely beneficial for the drought conditions. So keep your fingers crossed, because we are looking pretty dry up until around Halloween. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 67 degrees after a high today of 70 and a morning low of 47. Yesterday's high was 81 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1953 is 86 degrees with a record low of 16 set back in 1952. Last year's high was 56 with a low of 33. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:08 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:25. Winds are out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.75, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Maybe just a few sprinkles, but nothing traceable. And our current temperature once again is 67 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Next week is National Veterinary Technician Week. The Acouche Mountain Humane Society thanks all of the vet techs and veterinarians in our area and reminds everyone that when visiting the vet, it's important to practice good vet clinic etiquette. Keep your pet close to you, either in a pet carrier or on a short, sturdy leash, and instead of talking on the phone, texting, or otherwise being distracted, give all your attention to your pet. This not only comforts your pet, reducing its anxiety, fear, and aggressive behavior, but also shows respect for all other people and pets in the clinic. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Here is Phil Nee with the postseason high school sports schedule for this evening.
The WIAA soccer tournament gets underway with a few play-in games tonight. Dodgeville Mineral Point is playing at Cambria Deerfield, and also Jefferson is taking on Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca at Whitewater. The WIAA girls volleyball tournament will get underway this evening for a few teams in the area. In Division II, Monroe plays at Reedsburg. Division III games, including Westby hosting River Valley and Lancaster at Viroqua. Luther is hosting Prairie du Chien. The winner of that match will face Richland Center on Thursday night. The Hornets have a first-round bye. In Division IV this evening, Fenimore will be hosting Boscobel. Iowa Grant will be at Wisconsin Heights. And Riverdale is doing battle at Kickapoo High School. The Panthers are coached by Amy Mathis.
My leaders are Harmony Wenger and Gwen Fredrickson. Those two are my big outsides, and they lead in kills. They lead in digs. Almost both of them, almost in serve aces. So they're just really strong all-around players.
I asked Riverdale volleyball coach Jesse Kinney about the matchup.
I feel like watching a little bit of footage, it seems kind of like pretty similar. It's such a volleyball, such a streaky game that any given night, and even from set to set, teams look totally different. I mean, I watched one of their Ithaca sets, and it was like, you know, they took a game or here, and it was the scores, and it's just, you know, it's girls and it's volleyball and it's emotional. And so it's every 8 points, it can totally change what's going on in the set.
We'll look forward to bringing you Riverdale at Kickapoo first round WIAA volleyball tournament action tonight. Pre-match show around 6:40. Also in Division 5, Weston is at Wazika Steuben. Cooley Christian Providence Academy is playing at Oneewoke Center. And North Crawford entertains Lafarge Youth Initiative. The winner of that match will face Ithaca on Thursday. The Bulldogs have a first round bye. Highland has a bye, as does Seneca, Royal, and DeSoto in the area. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service, premium, or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwarz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwarz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issue that may arise. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind. Insurance protection.
Chris Middleton won't be in the lineup when the Bucks start the NBA season in Philadelphia tomorrow night. ESPN is reporting that Middleton will miss the start of the campaign. The team is expected to move slowly as he returns. The 33-year-old veteran had surgery on both ankles during the offseason and didn't take part in any preseason games. Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers and his staff want to make sure the 6'7" athlete is fully recovered before taking the court again. Penn State coach James Franklin notes that the Badgers are playing their best football during a three-game winning streak. They've outscored opponents 117-16. Despite how good coach Luke Fickell's team has looked, Wisconsin opens as a 6.5-point underdogs for Saturday's Big Ten Conference game at Camp Randall Stadium. The Nittany Lions are coming off a bye week. Franklin says he has a lot of respect for Fickell and, in Monday's press conference, mentioned players like Ty Walker, Hunter Waller, and Ricardo Hallman as UW standouts who will make it a challenging game. Marquette is ranked 18th in the Associated Press preseason men's basketball poll. The Golden Eagles have been in the top 25 for 32 consecutive polls dating back to the 10th week of the 2022-23 season. Coach Shaka Smart has to replace NBA draft picks Osoi Godaro and Tyler Kolek for this season. The Eagles' schedule includes two-time defending national champion Connecticut, which is number 3 in the poll, and other ranked teams like Creighton at number 15, Purdue 14th, and Iowa State at number 4. When starting Packers linebacker Quay Walker suffered a concussion, Eric Wilson, seized the opportunity. Wilson had big plays in the Week 2 game against Indianapolis, including an interception. Sunday was even better. On the field for 57 of 64 defensive snaps, Wilson produced 2 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, and a pass breakup. He played middle linebacker, wore the communications helmet, and helped make it a long afternoon for Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud and his teammates. And Week 7 was homecoming week for several NFL players, and Denver Broncos coach Sean Payton. Among those who had rewarding returns were Eagles running back Saquon Barkley, who had a big game against the Giants, who drafted him in 2018. Russell Wilson returned to the starting lineup and was spectacular in the Steelers' rout of the Jets, where Devontae Adams, reunion with Aaron Rodgers didn't get off to a good start. Brandon McManus celebrated his return to the football field with a game-winning field goal and a Lambeau leap. And Nick Chubb scored a touchdown in his return from a knee injury. WRCS Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCS Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster's been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans, cattle, and corn were higher Tuesday. Hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are up on fund and technical buying. U.S. harvest weather looks favorable, and there's more rain in the forecast for parts of Argentina and Brazil. There was also spillover support from bean oil, which was up on the strength in palm oil. November soybeans were 10 and 3 quarters higher at $9.91 and 3 quarters. January was up 10 and 3 quarters at $10 and a half a penny. December bean meal was down 60 cents at $3.17.70. December soybean oil was up 130 points at $43.69. Corn was higher. Mexico bought more than 350,000 tons of U.S. corn on Tuesday morning, pushing the sales streak for delivery this marketing year to nearly 2.7 million tons. Corn is also monitoring U.S. harvest weather and South American planning. December corn was up 7 at 416 and a half. March was 6 higher at 429 and a quarter. And wheat was up. The U.S. winter wheat planting and emergence are just behind average, with more rain in the forecast for parts of the U.S. plains. Crop weather is an ongoing concern in portions of the Black Sea region and Australia. December Chicago is 3 3/4 higher at 576. December Kansas City was up 4 1/4 at 586 and a half. December Minneapolis wheat was 2 1/2 higher at 616 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of direct business and Friday's USDA cattle on feed report. December live was up $1.30 at $188.12. February was $1.20 higher at $188.82. November feeders were up $2.32 at $248.92. January was $1.80 higher at $246.05. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and steady to firm cash during the session. December was up 85 at $79.12, and February was 55 higher at $82.80. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
October is soybean cyst nematode action month, and Troy Bauer with BASF encourages growers to proactively sample fields for the destructive pest.
We are partnering with the SCN Coalition to raise awareness around this devastating pest in order for growers to raise their yield potential in their fields. And the first thing they can do is they can go out and dig roots in their soybean field and look for SCN females in season. But probably the best measure in terms of management strategies for the following year is to go out and collect soil samples. There's a number of labs that will analyze for SCN levels in your soil. The best time to do that is in the fall. So as growers consider action plans for the upcoming year, I would encourage them to reach out to their trusted agronomic advisor or BASF advisor to collect more information.
Visit SCNActionMonth.com to learn more.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet again. That's pretty typical for a Tuesday. Bids and asking prices weren't established. Show list for the week are lower across all major feeding areas. It's likely significant trade volumes going to hold out until sometime Thursday or well into Friday. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.10 at $3.2396. Select closed $1.41 lower at $2.9480. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day higher with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct of $1.89 with a weighted average of $77.11. No comparisons at the Iowa, Minnesota, or the Western Corn Belt, but weighted averages of $77.47 and $77.41. Pork values closed lower, down 97 cents at 97.27, and estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up more than 5,500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. Visit Phospholutions.com to learn more. National Weather Service meteorologist Kirk Hiddle says the northern two-thirds of Illinois is in moderate drought.
Lincoln, Peoria, and Springfield have only had about an inch of rainfall since September 1st, which is running about 4 to 5 inches below normal.
More news is next.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days.
but they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends.
Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
The 7th Annual National FFA Convention gets underway Wednesday. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson is there.
National FFA President Amara Jackson of Michigan tells Brownfield this week is an opportunity for all members to engage.
When we connect with others, that is when the magic happens. And so it's my hope this week that students take a chance to look around them.
Central Region Vice President Kenyon Huntington of Iowa says it's going to be a bittersweet week.
When you think about gathering 70,000 of the most talented youth in the country, it just makes you smile. And we're getting these students not only in touch with others from around the country, but with business people and companies so they can see their future, whether that's in agriculture or outside of it.
I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
The state climatologist for Iowa says short-term outlooks show elevated chances of precipitation across some parts of the Midwest. Justin Glisson tells Brownfield rain will be critical this fall to help replenish subsoils for the 2025 growing season. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Over the past several years, dairy producers have been a major supplier of beef. But there's a commodity broker who thinks beef on dairy might have hit its peak, and the cycles for both the beef market and the dairy market might be pointing towards a change. We'll hear from Robin Schmall with Ag Dairy LLC next on today's Managing for Profit.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Commodity broker Robin Schmall with Ag Dairy LLC believes some dairy producers are going to raise fewer beef on dairy in the near future.
Probably the bigger thing, which has been talked about a lot, is the beef on dairy and the tight heifer supply. Now, the heifer supply I don't think is going to get looser anytime soon. Beef on dairy, there's a little bit of inkling going out there now that maybe some of the farms are going to start looking at upping their percentage of sex semen to produce dairy heifers and back off a little on some of the beef on dairy. because beef is going to run its cycle at some point in time, so it might be more advantageous for having more heifers available. Plus, they also want to make it available so they can expand too, but I think the growth potential there is going to be, the curve is going to be a little bit less than, you know, have we not had that. But the last few years, the beef on dairy has been very good to dairy farmers because it really helped in supplementing income. Heifer retention in the beef industry really hasn't taken off a whole lot at this point in time yet. That's going to be starting, but as all markets, they go in cycles. Now you look at the beef market, we did see some high prices last year. We fell down. We haven't been able to really go back up again. Beef prices, the fed cattle prices are quite a bit higher weights than they were a year ago, so you got more tonnage on the market. So we are going to go through that cycle. That will happen. But with a tight heifer supply, there's more beginning interest in, say, hey, let's start getting a little more heifers out of our herds. We can sell some extra. If beef prices don't go any higher than they are now, we're not going to see much more growth on our beef on dairy. Personally, I think now is the time to really take a hard look at that, because it takes almost 3 years to get that heifer up or that cow up. It takes a little bit of time, and I think in 2.5 to 3 years from now, I think we're going to see a definite difference as far as the beef prices are concerned than what we're seeing right now. For a while, a lot of dairies were doing 50% beef on dairy, the lower end animals. That's starting to change a little bit, in my opinion, because you always see those cycles. Not a lot written about that, not a lot talked about, but there's just some producers that I've talked to, they're starting to think about that. Taking a hard look at it now is maybe just being proactive.
That's Robin Schmall. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I've watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop, six strings, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Well, heaven only knows. If I be the highway, then it might be these songs. It might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be. I've loved a damn good woman, I've had to let one go. Road life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a hundred on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs. It might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Something's gonna kill me, might as well be what makes me feel alive. Oh yeah.
made my peace with God. I ain't afraid to die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be what makes me feel alive.
Corey Kent with Something's Gonna Kill Me on Country and Community, WRCO. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here playing some music up until around 6:45, and that's when we'll be bringing you tournament. Believe it or not, we're into high school tournaments already. High school volleyball action. That'll feature in our featured broadcast. That'll be Riverdale at Kickapoo, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. And as I said, starts at around 6:45. So be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9. And hoping your Tuesday is a good one. It's kind of, Tuesday is kind of an awkward day. It's kind of, I always think of Tuesday as Taco Tuesday. But anyways, and Tuesday, no, that's one of those days. It's right before hump day and it's right after Monday. So it's kind of a so-so day on a work week. Anybody that works a regular Monday through Friday work week. But anyways, depending on how the day went, hopefully it went well. And right now it's mostly clear outside and our current temperature is 65 degrees. Winds are out of northeast at 4 miles per hour. And Brittany Merlot says we could have winds up to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 for tonight and tomorrow. It's supposed to get down to 44 tonight, but tomorrow you'll have to put an extra blanket on your bed there because it's going to be down to 29 degrees tomorrow. So it is October, and we only got about, 8-9 days left in October. So that's coming up quickly, the end, and we'll be into November. And then, just wanted to let you know, you have time to go on down to Kroska Park, because Passages is hosting Bev's Walk, Believing Every Victim, and that's going on until 7:30 tonight. And as I said, it's at Kroska Park. The event includes guest speakers, survivor stories, music, and food. All proceeds will support the Grateful Scholarship in honor of Beverly Burns. And then a reminder to members of the Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club, you have a meeting this evening. That's usually held the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, and it's going on from 6:30 to 8 this evening, and it's being held at the Eagles School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or Zoom link, call 608-604-7743.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. Am I going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar, Saturday, December 7th, from 8 until 2. Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
seen you in. Got your hair cut and your nails did. Yeah. If looks could kill, I'd be real dead. And that's a new kind of drink that you're sipping on. And that's a new kind of buzz that you're getting on. And that's a new song there that you're singing along to.